This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time for wisdom and virtue on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls, right? You are in the control room where the controls are located, correct? That's the way.
Yes,
there
are multiple controls.
Yes, there are.
This show
yes,
is
there.
Like NASA.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, wisdom and virtue. Sometimes I think we know what to do, but we don't do it. Maybe you justify not doing it with excuses or reasons. Wisdom, I think, is knowing what to do, and virtue is actually doing it. So let's see if we can exercise both wisdom and virtue here. Find a couple of trending stories. Jennifer, what do you have first?
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of negative stuff lately, so I thought we needed to have a positive trender. Is that okay?
Good. Perfect.
Love it.
So it centers on one of my boyfriends, because we've established there are many, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Has been trending quite a bit this week because he is actually starting to look like a pro baseball player, according to the New York Post. The jokes have slowed down, and the jabs about his talents have started to subside. Tim Tebow is now proving that he belongs, and he's been performing at a really high level all month long. You can ask anybody who played him in Double-A League. All of the managers who played against him have been raving about the strides that he's been making. Keep in mind, he has the Heisman Trophy for football, but they have incited his improved plate discipline, his pitch recognition, and his opposite field power. How about that?
Very good.
According to AA Hartford manager Warren Schaefer, he said Tim Tebow looks like a different guy than he did last year. He's had some failures. After he quit football, he signed on with the Mets, and there was some doubts that maybe the Mets were just using him to sell jerseys, but he seems to really be taking to baseball now. So could next year bring the big leagues? Well, they say if you can play in AA, you can probably give yourself a chance to get up to the major leagues. So maybe there's good news ahead for Tim Tebow.
You know, one of the things
he's
this
great
brings
for the sport.
Around.
He's good I think
for,
so.
Yeah,
he
he's good for lots of things. And
yep.
So can we find the good? There are those people who are naysayers about him for whatever the reason. There's always going to be somebody who will look on
but
the
dark
side.
But there is one really good reason. He struggles. He has a lot of great skills, but he really struggles when it comes to when he goes up against like a major league pitcher. He just can't hit those fastballs, and that's a big problem on that level.
But there's something else beside that sort of performance. His performance off the field. And then you think about what makes a successful, whatever, fill in the blank. Success equals what? Success, in my mind, equals knowing how to fail, to acknowledge when you have failed, and what you do to correct the failure. I think that's something that most people, you know, we're quick to point. Yesterday I had a kind of intense conversation with somebody who owns some property that I take care of on the farm. And he was ready to rip me a new one, as they say. And so I listened to him talk. I didn't say a word. I just listened to him. And then he finished, and he looked at me as if he was expecting me to put up some sort of a fight. And I said, you know, I have a sign in my office. It reads, fix the problem, not the blame. Whether it's your fault, my fault, who cares? It's the rearview mirror. That's my newest analogy from the Joel Osteen book. You forget... You didn't hear me
You're
say that the
other
day? You're
now reading Joel Osteen?
Well, I thought I talked about this on the air. I'm not really a Joel Osteen fan. Osteen is Osteen, not an Ellen.
Yeah.
Osteen fan. But I do like his message. And one of the messages that is this inconsistent? Do you not? I care for his bravado, but I do care for the way he takes things apart. So he made an analogy that I saw a couple of weeks ago that I've used like, ad infinitum. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The front windshield is big for a reason. When you look in the rearview mirror, you're looking behind you, and you can't do anything about what's behind you. The windshield is big and open, giving you all kinds of opportunities to see the bright things that are in your future. And I think that's a great analogy. It's a great metaphor, frankly. And so when you think about Tim Tebow, or you think about what anybody that you come across in your own personal life, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, children, boss, you look at the greater picture of people, politicians, if you will, people who are in big companies, whatever it is, television stars, movie stars, they are just like you, and you are just like them. They fail at some things, and they succeed at others. Everything depends on the way you look at it. And so if you've stumbled, we have a full moon right now, and people are crazy. People are doing things, saying things, acting in ways that they wouldn't normally do. And so remember, there is tomorrow, and there is the day after that. So adversities, yes, but with the adversity, and I use this analogy because I'm a farmer, and I was taught this a long time ago, new seeds bring the ability to change because new seeds grow new plants. So if you think about the fall when plants die, it's sort of a defeat. Springtime, new seeds growing. You always have another opportunity. So even if it's raining today, the sun will be out tomorrow. Isn't that the song from The Sun Will Be Out Tomorrow? What's that show?
That's tomorrow. It's from Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Close enough.
All right. So there we go. All right, that's my philosophical overview. How about you, Victoria? What do you have for a trending story?
Hey, let's talk about weed, shall we?
Weed and Tim Tebow, all right.
Yay! I like both. Voters on Tuesday this week in Oklahoma made Oklahoma the latest in the U.S., the latest state in the U.S. to approve broad access to marijuana. And it's one of the most permissive medical marijuana initiatives in the country now. Go Oklahoma. That will make 30 states now have some sort of legalized marijuana. Nine of those states, including the District of Columbia, have decriminalized marijuana. Vermont became the ninth state when its legal pot law became effective July 1st. Voters in Michigan will vote on legal pot this November. New York and New Jersey are voting on legal pot. In Utah, they'll weigh in on medical marijuana in November. The entire West Coast has legalized marijuana. And a Democratic strategist, Guy Cecil, has been talking about this. He's worked for super PACs. He said that Democrats see pot as a motivating issue for young voters. And apparently, he said that back in May, and it's proven to be correct. This is actually an issue that is getting younger voters to the polls, or to the voting booths, which is kind of interesting. It's not something you would think of as a political issue, really, but it is motivating a lot of younger voters.
And then older voters are against it. It's a real divisive. It's very divisive.
It is divisive, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, speaking of older voters, maybe this will get older voters to the poll. 4th of July, next Wednesday. It's difficult for you to make plans. So the folks who make Smirnoff vodka, or is this ice? What's Smirnoff ice? Isn't that a part of the vodka?
It's vodka, yep.
Yeah. Going to pay you $500 to extend your 4th of July plans. So I'm not sure this is going to be big. You like vodka, Kara?
It's fine. I'm not a huge Smirnoff fan, but I don't know.
Well,
it depends what they're offering. What are they going
to
give me $500 for?
Well, you're going to, if you're
not
going
show
to
up for work, to be hungover.
They want you to take off Thursday and Friday, and as a reward, they'll pay you $500 as part of their 5-day Weekend for America campaign. So if you're 21 or older, you can go to Smirnoff's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter page. There's a contest post there letting you let the brand Smirnoff know where you'd rather be on Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, rather than being at your desk, plunked down doing work. Winners be selected at random. Everybody gets $500. Contest is active now. Goes through Sunday the 1st, so you still have time to put in your vacation plans for next Thursday and Friday.
Sorry, I guess I'll only see you guys a couple days next week. Do I need to take pictures of myself, like, passed out on the ground holding a bottle of Smirnoff in my hand? Or I don't need to
You might win if you do.
Yeah.
That's your excuse letter.
That's right. Who's going to sign the excuse letter? That's what I want to know.
Just a picture of her passed out.
Past the hour. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Friday through July 4th, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Kids' tops and bottoms, $7. Junior swim separates, $14.99. The big one bath towel or pillow, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's Cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now, only at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see. Those of you who, now we've had some good things to talk about, let's put everybody on the edge, shall we?
Oh, boy.
New satellite images show the North Koreans have made improvements to the infrastructure of their nuclear scientific research center, the facility used to produce weapons-grade material. The analysis was published by 38 North, which is a North Korean monitoring group. The pictures were taken on the 21st of the month. They reveal modifications. I thought they were tearing these things down. What is this?
Supposed to be. That's why it's a trust but verify situation.
Okay, so then why are they that? Are they that foolish?
Well, I'm curious to know when the upgrades happened. So we know when the picture was taken, but when was the last picture taken? That would be my question.
June 21st. These things happened
June 21st.
So in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Right.
Well, but how are these people that silly? That they can't. You want to get something or you want to get nothing. You get nothing.
Well, it's in contradiction to what they've been doing. They've been taking down all the anti-American propaganda and stuff. So it's this is what you're dealing with this country, though. And that's why it is so important. Like we did not see in the Iran deal that you have to have American inspectors be able to go in there and make sure that they're doing what they say they're going to do.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's bizarre.
Well, I think the meeting's fine, but, you know, I've never trusted that this guy was ever going to do the right thing. He got a free hotel, and he got a free vacation out of it, and he got a lot of really good press. And that's what he got. He got to meet the most powerful man in the world. We paid for his hotel. We paid for his security. We paid for all of it. Why wouldn't you have an all-expenses-paid vacation?
And in addition to that, Dennis Rodman was there. God, he had heaven
Dennis
on
Rodman's
earth.
Going to be really ticked if he's lying about this, because Dennis Rodman wants to see peace.
21 after.
Mm. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Entertainment at 23 after the hour. The entertainment world, we focus on that with regularity because Jennifer likes it, Victoria likes it, you like it. Chris Hardwick, former fiance, is Jacinda Barrett, stepped up to defend
she's
her ex.
Real world, FYI.
She's from
yeah, right.
Really,
she has a model. Yeah,
he has been charged with sexual assault, right, and emotional abuse. She posted on Instagram. Imagine. You're sitting in a courtroom, a person walks in, and their own words reads a statement accusing you of wrongdoing. Punishment for this crime is to lose your livelihood, legacy, reputation, and to be publicly shamed. Without examination of evidence, without due course, the judge turns to everyone there and says, "What do you think? Guilty?" And then she wrote, "This past week I've watched someone I once loved and shared 4 years of my life with be publicly accused of misconduct and abuse, then swiftly fired and shunned. The accuser's story bears no resemblance to the one I shared with him all those years. But what is of supreme importance here is that every woman and every man deserve a voice. Accuser and accused. Everyone deserves to be heard. A rush to judgment denies the right of due process. The Me Too movement deserves due process." Barrett was on Suits. I don't remember which.
She's married to Gabriel Macht,
yeah,
the guy
right.
who's...
Yeah, the star of Suits.
One of the stars, yeah.
Yeah, right. So she was engaged to Hardwick in the 90s. There's a lot there. I'm in agreement with her, frankly.
I agree with her, too. And I feel bad for Chris Hardwick, who has lost everything. And literally, this woman released the blog post, and within 2 days, everything that he had was ripped away.
Choked.
And he denied it. So, is this the new day and age where the minute an accusation is cast, we just kill everybody's life?
What's interesting to me is that she specifically... So she never, ever said his name in the article anywhere.
Right.
So she was not... calling him out by his name, but she did say at the end that she had video and audio evidence, so I would be curious. I mean, I guess at this point you don't even... If it's going to go to court, I'm surprised he has not sued her for libel or something, if he's saying it's not true. So I'll be interested to see if that comes out.
But you're right, Jen. He lost everything within 24 hours. The company he founded, which was Nerdist, they even removed his name as a founder of the company. That's how bad this was.
Can you
they removed his name from the website.
You're still a founder, no matter
right,
what.
Right, but they didn't even want his name on their website anymore. That's how bad it was.
And there's his ex, a woman named Andrea Savage, defended him as well.
It's so hard to know, though, because it's like you always you want to defend people and tell people your experience with them. But also it's important to remember, just because you had a good experience with someone doesn't mean that they didn't sexually assault and do terrible things to someone else.
Yeah. He's a veteran of famous movies like House of a Thousand Corpses.
One of your favorites, right, Doug?
Yeah, that's right, on your
must-see list on Netflix.
All right, speaking of my favorites from the music world, the Monkees are doing a pretty extensive tour, but Mickey Dolan said he didn't know the full details yet of the health problems causing Mike Nesmith to call off their tour close to its end. He says Nesmith felt very badly about having to end the trek. Got a lot of great reviews from fans. Mickey said I talked to him the day he left. He sounded a bit under the weather, a bit weak. He was obviously apologizing profusely, and I said, hey, buddy, don't worry about it. We're going to adjust. The Monkees issued a statement. The remaining four shows on the Monkees present, the Mike and Mickey tour, will be rescheduled for next January. Michael Nesmith had a health issue in advance of his tour date in Philadelphia, visited a local medical facility, was advised to rest. Nesmith then went back to California. Four shows were in Philadelphia, New York, Huntington, New York, and Red Bank, New Jersey. Michael Nesmith led a group called the First National Band, and they were going to go on tour in September. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Dolan said he's pretty quiet about these sorts of things, so we'll see what happens. We'll wish him well. Hold a good thought for Michael Nesmith. Now
there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his retirement at the end of next month, President Trump is speaking at a rally in North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms.
A group that monitors North Korea claims that nation is still expanding a large nuclear facility. Releasing satellite images, it says, show that it's continuing to make improvements at the Yongbyon site. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We're listening to you. We're on it. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Happy to have you enjoying the day, making it a good day. There are a lot of things that people are talking about, as is the case every day. It's a fascinating way to make a living. It's not a great way to make a lot of money anymore, but it's a fascinating way to get into people's heads and to understand motivation, which is something that's always intrigued me. So when I look around at all of the discussion about, here's the headline, Supreme Court guts labor movement. You know how stupid that headline is? This is something I actually worked on when I was a teacher. I belonged to six unions in my life. How many, Victoria, you've belonged to one or two? How many of you belong to?
SAG-AFTRA, that's it.
Yeah, and Jennifer, you too? Any others
Me
besides
too. That's it.
SAG and AFTRA? Yeah.
Nope.
Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA, the unions that we belong to as public, I was going to say public employees, but visible performers. I belong to AFTRA and SAG for a long time. I belong to the, in order to be, to be on the air when I was a kid, I had to belong to the Electrical Workers Union because I was running. I did.
Really? An engineer,
the control board, yeah. I was an engineer and on the air. And I had to, I don't know, there were a bunch of other, I belonged to the teachers union when I was teaching school. And that brought me around to understanding this whole business about public sector unions. So the Supreme Court this week has said that government workers who are represented by a union but don't want to join don't have to pay to cover the costs of the collective bargaining. Now, I get the argument on both sides, frankly. If we're going to benefit you by negotiating, you ought to pay dues because you're better off.
Right. I get that.
Yeah, I do too. But the other side of it is that I had to join. At first, I didn't join the teachers union, and I was told by the older teachers who were there that if I didn't, I would be ostracized, and I didn't want to be ostracized. So I ended up joining the union, and then I became the building rep. it was like a fast shuffle. So I was the union goon in the school. And so I did express concern about paying for something. It was called then and is called now the fair share, the fee that we deserve to have because we have worked on your behalf. Well, I didn't ask you to work on my behalf. Everybody has to get paid the same thing. You know, so we go along for the ride. But this has been a big issue, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I guess they hinged their vote on free speech. I don't quite get that.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because while the unions of old, I think, had a real place because people couldn't afford their own attorneys. They couldn't afford to do their own bargaining. Not everybody could have representation, right, to make the best agreement for themselves. So labor unions were effective. However, what's happened in the last probably 20, 25 years is that unions have gone from really serving their members to becoming very big political bodies. And they're acting as kind of the ultimate super PAC where they use a lot of the money that comes to them from their dues, from their union members, and they use it to get behind candidates or to get behind issues, and they use it politically. So I actually know the woman who started this case. Her name's Rebecca Fredericks, and she's from California, and she didn't want to be a part of her union, her teacher's union, because she didn't want the money spent on politics. And so she took this all the way to the Supreme
Court. That's a legitimate reason.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court agrees. And so now that's going to be the big issue is not necessarily do you want the services that the union provides, but do you want to pay into a kitty for political advertising that maybe you don't agree with?
They've ruined it for themselves in that respect, in my opinion. And they forced fed this stuff to people that it's like everybody has to agree with that mission, and everybody doesn't agree, and everybody ought not to agree. So they have, in becoming so political, they have cooked the goose that laid the golden egg. Because that really is the problem. It isn't, whether you deserve to have, whether you pay your fee. I would pay my fee, but then I would say, you can't use my money to support this or that candidate. And, I was told, well, if you're paying your fee, we're going to decide where that money goes. No, sorry, Fred, it doesn't work for me. So I think this woman did the right thing, and I think
Fred,
this is the right ruling.
Huh? Beat it, Fred. Yeah, beat it, Fred.
Yeah. I do. I think this is the right ruling, and I think this woman did the right thing.
Yeah, no, I do too. And I think you should be able to join the union but opt out of having your fees go to political causes. I don't think there's any issue
with
that.
Yeah, then if they do that, then they fix it. Then the true colors of why they're doing this come out with that consideration, Jennifer. If you want the money and don't, if you agree to withhold, let's say the fee is $100, and $20 of it goes to political causes. If you agree to not spend my $20 for political causes and put it in a nonprofit, whatever, I don't know what you do with it, but you can't use my money to support people that I don't support, period. And you ought not to have to do that. So they have ruined it for themselves. That's all. So, anyway, anybody else? Victoria?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
I have friends in any type of union. We have a friend who's in the electricians union, or no, the plumbers union here in New York City, which is a huge union.
Yeah.
And during the presidential election, In 2016, they had different union reps talking about how different candidates would affect their health plans and things like that, and it became very political. And he said he didn't like Hillary and he didn't like Trump, so he wasn't going to vote at all. And he said it became such a lot of pressure on people in the union to make a decision and to be vocal about who they were going to vote for. So which he disagreed with and thought it should be private. It, which I agree with too, but the union thing, like Jen said, it's become very political, and I think he would have been a prime candidate to opt to not have his union dues go towards political causes if that was an option.
All right, so let me just spend a minute more, if we can, with the Supreme Court. There are people who are posturing on the Supreme Court rulings regarding the baker who didn't make a cake for the gay couple. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the travel ban that was the announcement was made this week. Five of the justices ruled that statements about Islam and Muslim as a candidate and chief executive didn't make any difference. So, is that a double standard? Having one person's statements have some value or merit, and another person's not? Is it a contradiction, or is it just so much hooey?
I think they're unrelated. Really, the Supreme Court ruling on the baker from Colorado that didn't want to, he'd make the couple a cake, he just didn't want to put like the groom and groom on the top of the cake, he didn't want to make it a wedding cake.
Yeah.
That's a little different, and that ruling didn't have much clout as far as future rulings on LGBTQ anything. It was very, very, very streamlined to this particular case, which says businesses can serve whoever they want. We saw it with the Red Hen with Sarah Sanders. They didn't want to serve her, so she got asked to leave. That's the plight of the business, and then they let the free market dictate, right, if people right. want to support that
and
business.
And by the way,
not.
Isn't that place getting walloped?
She just resigned. I heard the owner of the Red Hen just resigned, actually. But from that restaurant group that was running the Red Hen.
Oh. Really?
But with the travel ban's a little different because that's not necessarily a freedom of speech issue. What they're doing with that is that there are these seven countries that are on the high risk watch list, which, again, not to go back to Obama, but it's not necessarily a unique to Trump thing, and that is that these countries were identified as problem areas on the globe, and so immigration from these countries has been significantly limited. So that's the question. Can you travel back and forth between Syria at this moment? And the Supreme Court upheld the executive power of the president to say no.
Hmm.
And that goes back all the way to George W., right, with the Axis of Evil and all that stuff. Right. That's really where it started. And
this is really about, so oftentimes we get caught up in the emotion of the case for whatever it is. And what it really is the Supreme Court saying, look, an person in the president's seat with executive power has the right to prevent travel from certain areas. And it doesn't have, once you take the emotion out, you can understand why they make the rulings that they do. A business has the right to serve who they want. Okay, take the emotion out. I think many people would agree that's probably true.
Yeah.
But going back to what you initially had said, Doug, it was interesting when Justice Kennedy resigned, his letter was made public, his letter of resignation to the president. And it was interesting that what he said as a candidate was not weighed in on the travel ban. And they made that very clear, that what he said as a presidential candidate was not a factor in their ruling. But it was interesting that he said, even though it wasn't a factor, the words do matter. And I think that's something that we really...
That's true.
And that's something that Trump loses sight of constantly. His words matter to him when he's saying something to rally his own base, but I don't think he cares that his words matter to the other side, to the people who didn't vote for him. He's still our president. We're still under his constituency, and we feel and I'm saying this as a representative of me and my friends and who are on the left who didn't vote for him, we feel like, we're sort of bastards. Children who don't have a president who cares about us at all. And I think it's important that Justice Kennedy said, your words matter.
Do you think that you feed into that because of your just approach to it? Do you think
that
sometimes
I feed into it? I'm not feeding into anything.
Feeding
I'm
into
just saying,
when the conversation...
I feel like I have a president... I feel
I
like I can
that,
only speak for me.
That's what people
I feel
said
like,
when Obama was president. I don't feel like he's my president.
Yeah,
that's how general. But why? the guy is there. He's going to be there for a certain amount of time. And he is the president. Well, you could say he's not my president. Well, that, you could say that, but he is your president. He's
right.
The president of the United States. You're a United States citizen. He's your president. So
and that's why I don't say. I thought that was really stupid and ignorant for people who said, oh, he's not my president. I don't say that. I don't like Trump, but he's my president. Yeah. I would never say that. That's stupid.
He doesn't even have to be your president, but he is the president. And thus has the...
Yeah, I always thought of Obama as my president, and I held respect for him with his office. I just took him to task for a lot of the stuff that he did because I don't think he was operating in the interest that I... And that's what it comes down to. The majority of people who think a candidate is going to represent them. And that's why we shift back between Democrats and Republicans, because sentiment in the culture changes.
But the optics were different then, Jennifer. It's the optics. It's the news media. The news media is so damn unprofessional. The slams, the bams, and present yourself not as the news media, but as an your advocacy journalist. Then that swings with me. But for CNN to call themselves
the news, like for Sean Hannity and Don Lemon, I have no problem with Don Lemon or Sean Hannity, because neither of them like say that they're journalists. They are opinion people. Rachel Maddow, even I think to some extent, it presents herself as an opinion journalist, and so I don't mind that. It's the people who are pretending to be journalists that take me. That just really, because people can't tell the difference.
46 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeAMillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeAMillion.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Three past the hour now. Another episode. We've got in and out information from the Good Day Health Department, and here to help us with understanding many of the things is sort of, he's continuously on duty. The continuum here is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who takes apart a lot of the journals of the various associations, things that impact how you are treated, information doctors read, and sometimes you don't understand them. So as Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, let's focus on a couple of things about your heart, including what happens if you are a binge drinker.
Hi, Doug.
Hi,
Ken. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. And we learned that young adults who binge drink alcohol are more likely to face risks to their cardiovascular health than those who do not imbibe. Frequent binge drinking, it's defined as 5 drinks or more in a row for men and 4 or more in a row for women per
occasion. Why is it different for men and women?
Within the past 30 days among adults between age 18 and 45. It's different between men and women because women are much more sensitive to alcohol than men. Yes. The risks for binge drinking include high blood pressure.
You've obviously never been drinking with me.
The risks of binge drinking include high blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. That can lead to heart attacks, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. You know, the definition of moderate drinking for men is 1 to 2 drinks per day, and for women, it's 0 to 1 drink per day. Only because women are more sensitive to alcohol, they metabolize it less well, and everything's harder for women.
So, is there something in the chromosomes, the DNA, female versus male, in terms of, or maybe not even the sexuality of it, but the need, if that's the right word, the desire to drink, get so drunk. What is there that fuels that?
Well, I think genetics are important in everything. The more we study genetics and try to individualize medicine, I think the more we realize how important genetics are, and everybody needs to know their family history. If they can figure it out, find it out, it's very important.
Can you tell when somebody visits your clinic at Lake Cardiology in Florida whether they're an alky or not? By looking at them...
Not always. Some people conceal it rather well. Eventually, I hope I learn about it if it's there in the history. But some people are put it right out there to make it easy to know. But that's very individualized.
All right. Here's another focus on your heart. If you are fit at our age, what does it help?
This is great news. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition this week. Doug, people with heart disease are at greater risk for depression, and people who are depressed are at greater risk of heart attack in later life. Well, the news this week is that if you're fit in middle age, you are guarding against not only depression as a senior, but also dying from heart disease if you do develop depression.
So, let's translate that. Does depression actually cause heart disease?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So here's the mind-body connection once again becoming prominent. That's really what you're saying. That's the way I hear it.
And you can interfere with that whole process that occurs occurs commonly later in life by being fit in middle age.
Right. All right. So more focus on exercise. And to that end, the word from Calitren, Calotren, which is the number one choice now is in terms of health, because this is an all-natural. This is basically collagen. Collagen is the protein in your body that keeps the fat from developing when you're younger. That's why you're not fat. Most people are not fat when they're younger, but they get fat older because the amount of collagen you produce starts to decline as you get older. So if you supplement with collagen, and that's what Calitren basically is, then you're going to have the ability to squeeze out the fat, lose the weight, have more energy, your joints will feel better. This is a product that's been on the market for almost 30 years. So, you know, it's been proven when people tell you, and you can see all kinds of testimonials when you go to toploss.com. You can actually order Calitren and lose the weight, guaranteed, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a special 10% discount on all the bottles that you buy. Plus, if you are going to buy three, you get the fourth one free. So order, lose the weight, you'll be satisfied. The benefits are just fabulous. Toploss.com, the code DJV.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.